What up, y'all? Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. We are talking all things WoW Shattered Sisterhood coming up next.
I'm Crush from WoW Women of Wrestling. I'm the gatekeeper of WoW, and you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Zero. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
What up, y'all? Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. We are talking all things WoW. This show was absolutely crazy. My name is TK Trinidad, and I'm not alone. Christina's in the building. How are you doing?
Hello. Doing good. Doing good. This show did not disappoint. You are correct.
Yeah, it was a lot of heavy hitting. So what did you think of it overall?
Overall, I really liked the episode. We saw a really good main event that I'm really, really excited to talk about. Mm-hmm. But overall, each match had like a highlight for me. So really exciting episode.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. Like, there's some like really, really funny parts. So we had Jessie Jones. She went into Aveline Maverick's office or suite.
Busted in.
But obviously, for some of you guys who don't know, Aveline Maverick and Jessie Jones go back like a long time. So I feel like if you have a good friend, like the politeness kind of goes out the door. It's like so she busts in their office and she's like, look, you're coming with me. Didn't even allow her to bring her title. And they go for match one, which was Jessie Jones, Aveline Maverick against Santana Garrett and Americana, the American girls, the All-American girls. What did you think of this match?
Yeah, well, it was really funny because Aveline Maverick, she didn't know why she was going to the ring. Imagine you're someone just busts in that says, you don't need your title, just follow me. And you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the music plays and suddenly you're going down the ramp and now you're in a match.
Always being prepared. Girl Guides. I don't know the girl. Yeah, it's Girl Scouts in America, Girl Guides in Canada. That's what they always taught in Girl Guides. So always be prepared. So
yeah, always got to be prepared. Well, I mean, they started off really strong. Americana and Aveline started us off. All American girls working as usual really well together. They're both kind of trading off back handspring elbows to Aveline in the corner. But eventually, Aveline coming back with a shoulder to the abdomen of Santana Garrett. And then, maybe not a surprise to some, Jessie Jones pulling the hair of Santana Garrett and the ref not seeing it. The ref being the only person not seeing it. It sounds like, because we saw it, the crowd saw it, David saw it. But the ref was...
blind.
Ref was not seeing it. And then there was a couple of times where Aveline was going to the corner, but like didn't tag Jessie Jones in. Like she had ample opportunity, but also Jessie Jones wasn't really looking like she wanted to fight. Also, so she wasn't really, her hand wasn't out. She wasn't really like looking like she wanted to get in. Did you notice that?
I did. And yeah, I wonder because it's funny because we had Amber O'Neill made an appearance a couple weeks ago. So I thought those they would have been the natural tag team. So I don't know where Amber is. And then also it seems like, and this is the great thing about wrestling. You don't know which is what. It's like, is Jessie Jones like injured slightly or is she truly didn't want to have a match or is like Aveline getting more reps? Like what's happening here? So there's a lot of questions on that part. However, I feel like when you're like Aveline so used to being a singles competitor, it didn't really matter. Like it wasn't like
I know it was
kind of like okay well you know I'm so now she's in it so mm-hmm. And the whole goal is to win so I guess that's you know guess that's why she didn't bother like tagging her in I guess but she was getting mm-hmm. you know getting her butt handed to her a little bit a lot of tag team action however Aveline does pick up the W with some cheating and that's a thing too and I say this in jest. But it's like, how do you have like cameras, like it's not even like a far shot, zeroing in on Jessie Jones holding
like zero,
yeah, like close up. Everybody could see it, And it's just kind of like, oh, we're just gonna ignore it. All right, cool. And then even when Abilene pinned, I believe it was it Americana?
Yes, rolls up Americana.
Americana, and her feet were on the ropes, is like, how did the ref not see that? Like, I don't.
Like, not even on the bottom rope. I think they are on the top rope.
Yeah, like, how do you not see that evolution? Not
elevation.
elevation.
Like, why do you think Abilene is like this?
On an angle, right? And there, like, there's that. And then on top of that, she held, like, her feet were on the rope for a little bit more after the three count. So it's like, okay.
It was like comically, it's like comical at this
Yes.
point. It's like not even, I'm not even mad. This is actually funny.
Very, very much so. So, I guess Jesse Jones and Abilene, they pick up the win. I don't know what this like leads to because like Abilene, she doesn't want to. I'm sure I don't want to speak to her, speak for her, but she doesn't want to be part of a tag team. So I don't know where this W for them leads to, but I'm sure it's
Right.
more, more shenanigans between the American girls and Jesse Jones and friends. We'll just say it like that because we don't know who Jesse Jones is
Right.
gonna bring out.
More shenanaroo coming
Right.
up for sure.
Yeah, but shout out to WOW for them because they're kind of prolonging this storyline, and I don't mind it. Like, we know why, they're no longer together. Americana and Jesse Jones were good, were teammates. I don't know if they were great friends, they were teammates, and that fell apart because Jesse Jones, went the way. It's kind of like a good and evil type thing. Jesse Jones went the way of I'm gonna cheat, lie, and steal. Americana's like, I want to do everything, the best. I want to do everything
The straight and narrow.
the straight and narrow way. And Jesse Jones wasn't going into that. Americana and Santana Garrett became friends, aligned. Their beliefs were more in line. And Jesse Jones is like, "How dare you?" And here we go. Maybe she babysat Levi at one point, so she feels like all
Maybe she was
the
like integrated into the
right.
family.
She
Who
was like the
knows?
auntie, and it's just kind of like now I'm not good enough for you. Like, what's going on? Because like at the end of the day, like it Americana chose to go a different path, and Jesse Jones should be like, all right, cool. Like, I'm gonna beat you once, which she has already done. So like, what are we doing? But c'est la vie.
Well, like you said, I'm also excited to see kind of where this leads, wherever it leads, because I also am not sure where this is going, but I'm not mad at it. We can continue.
This is very true. So this leads us to our second match, really interesting match. Siren the Voodoo Doll is back, and so she's alongside Chainsaw and Chainsaw, and then they have a tag team match against Holodad and Chantilly Chelly alongside Foxy Fierce with a really crazy ending at the end. And remember, I was telling you a couple weeks ago, and in back in December, that there's so many things that happened at the live taping that I can't talk about. And it's so funny when I interviewed Foxy Fierce and I kind of slipped that in, she didn't give away nothing. So shout out to her for like, nah, we're gonna wait till this airs. So really great things that happens at the end with that. But what did you think of this match?
You know how I feel about when Voodoo Doll and Chainsaw come out. So I love me some Abyss characters. I didn't know who's gonna win. I really like the pairing of Chantilly Chella and Holodead. I wasn't 100% at first. I was like, but I was like, what are they giving? What are they giving? They're giving me like Kane and Daniel Bryan vibes, if you remember Team Hell No. But Holodead was using Chantilly as a weapon, so they clearly are have practiced
Had a game
and
plan.
yeah, had a game plan, so they clearly are good tag team partners. Tilt a whirl splash by Chantilly with the help of Holodead. Chantilly was doing a lot for the team, taking a lot of blows from both Voodoo and Chainsaw, it felt like. But when Holodead tagged in, I mean, she went to work. She was with a spine buster to Voodoo, went for the pin, but then was interrupted by Chainsaw. Chantilly was able to get a drop kick. It would drop kick Chainsaw out of the ring so that Holodead can connect with the darkness, and then look like she was going for like a pedigree move, but there's just seemed to be a lot of like some interference here and there, but the pedigree move was enough to get the W for Chantilly and Holodead. But how did you feel about like the pairings for this match?
Yeah, same thing. I kind of questioned. Well, not really. I got it. It last week didn't happen, or 2 weeks didn't happen, where Voodoo all came, and you know she's calling out Holodad. I would have been like, "What's going on?" But it kind of seems like, and if you notice, I don't even know. Well, I think I could tell the story. Like, Holodad doesn't really talk that much. She's been in the game.
Right.
Hey, Eric. She's been in the wrestling game beyond WoW for like she's legit. So I saw her at the live taping. I think not this one, maybe the one before that. And she like, we acknowledged each other, but she kind of gave me a little, I was like, oh, you, like you, was that a hug? And then she'd be like
a side hug?
Like a side hug. I was like, oh, wait, that's what we're doing. But I feel like her, I think maybe the if you were to describe her character, it might be misunderstood. It's like what you see on the outside might not necessarily be what, you know, what her personality type is.
Yeah, like she looks like she would be like part of this brood situation, but like really, she's just a fun-loving Chantilly character.
Right, who doesn't like to dance?
Who doesn't like to dance? That was amazing.
That was amazing. Staying true. Yeah, so I based off of what we saw over the last couple weeks, I definitely saw how it was playing out. I wasn't quite sure on why Foxy came out. However, based like this episode, like we saw two tag teams and two singles, and I feel like the two singles could have benefited off of having people come to their side as well, right? Because very unbalanced in those other two matches we're gonna get into. But nonetheless, it definitely seemed like they had a game plan. Like you said, Holodad picked up Chantilly and used her to kick both ladies at the same time to start off the match, which was great. You know, it was a good match. And I feel like both Chantilly and Holodad have been in the game for a long time, so they may have tagged together or they may have know each other's styles, so then they can kind of, it was easier to kind of say, okay, we're a tag team. I know you like to do this. You like to do this. And then they can kind of, you know, put it together.
Merge.
So,
yeah.
Right. And Voodoo has been out for a while as well. So she's still kind of, you know, a little bit of ring rust, etc. But nonetheless, really, really great match. Chantilly Chella and Holodad pulled out the W. They go into the ring. Chantilly and Foxy Fierce are dancing. They're having the best time. They're trying to get Holodad to dance, which is like,
but it was reminded me of like when Too Cool would like try to get like the Dudley Boys to dance or something, and then like Bubba Ray would like act like he has never heard of what dance was. It was kind of amazing.
it was. So then I guess Chainsaw awoke from her slumber of losing, and she attacks a Holodad. She attacks
everyone.
Yeah, she Chainsaw. She attacks Chantilly Chella and Foxy Fierce. And, you know, good kudos to David with the setup. He says before that happens, there is a pan to Foxy Fierce's sister, Roxy. And I had to actually, because I was like typing and then I had to rewind and look back. I'm like, yeah, that's her. And I was like, I know she's not. So to give it a little bit away, I saw them backstage. So I was like, I know she's not just like sitting in the audience. Like this, something's about to go down. And I was right. So they attack, and like David told in the very beginning, Chainsaw was the one who injured Foxy, and that was why Foxy was out for so long. So of course, her sister being her protective sister, then Chainsaw starts attacking Foxy. Roxy jumps from the stands into the ring. Another thing that wouldn't happen, if, you know, obviously this was planned because, yeah, nobody's just jumping into the ring. So Roxy jumps into the ring, takes out Chainsaw, gets her sister out of the ring, and then Holodad and Chantilly, you know, clear the ring one more time. Which now we have a whole nother, like we have sisters, not twin sisters. We have another set of sisters in the WoW universe. So what do you think is going to happen with like Foxy and Roxy? What do you think? How do you play out?
I'd like to see them. Sorry if we've talked about it before, but have they been tag team before?
No.
Like this in matches.
Roxy has never, this is her first appearance.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
This is her first appearance at WoW.
Like at all. Yeah, yeah. I would like to see them to see how their because just to see how their kind of like energy is together. Cause sometimes if you're if you're with your siblings, sometimes it really works and maybe sometimes it doesn't. So I actually would be really interested to see how their chemistry is in the ring.
I do too. I feel like, again, not gonna give away what I saw, but they've been great.
Can you
And
act it out?
I know, and I didn't see I so how it works is like it's like I said before, playing occasions like 4 or 5 days, and nothing. What you see, I'm see what I saw. I still don't know what the finished product is. So I'm seeing people show up. I'm seeing, all the stuff, but I don't know how this plays into the story. So now we're starting to see what I saw in, I think it was like December or whenever the last paper. So I don't know how it plays out. I just saw a whole host of, there's actually another wrestler that I saw. I think I saw this a couple weeks ago that I saw at in Philadelphia at Philly Mania. Shout out to All Caribbean Wrestling. She was at WOW, and then I saw her at All Caribbean Wrestling, and I'm like, you were at WOW, so we were talking, but we haven't seen her yet either. So there's a whole like set of wrestlers that haven't showed up at WOW just yet, that are on the independent scene that are doing amazing things. And also, before I forget, shout out to Penelope Pink. It was her birthday, I think, like 2 days ago. So happy birthday to her.
Happy pink birthday.
Happy pink birthday. So that will lead us to our third match. Very interesting match. So we have former friends, Princess Ozzie versus Crush. They keep calling her Candy Crush, but when I interviewed Crush, she said she wants to be called Crush.
Crush.
And because she is a professional boxer and wrestler, I'm going to go honor what she told me. So Crush
Crush.
and
Let me fix my notes.
Yes, with Princess
Crush.
Ozzie.
No
So
candy.
what did you think of this match?
This match was interesting because we saw for the first time Ariel Sky as the water girl. So I was kind of wondering to see how this was going to play out. I was like, is she going to be, with the shenanigans? Was this just like a plot to get to infiltrate maybe? Yes, fixing my notes, James. I was fixing my notes. So I was actually, on top of just being excited for the match of Crush versus Princess Aussie, I was excited to see Ariel Sky. I don't know, because I wanted to see what was going on. Lots of emotion from both of them. We saw spine busters, we saw spinning kicks, we saw strategic use of the ropes from both competitors, but they both just kept bouncing back. Princess Aussie with kind of like a cross face to Crush, but Coach Campanelli, who would have thought, interferes to break it up, would have never guessed that. And then Ariel Sky sprays something into Aussie's eyes, which David said was water. I'm not convinced it was water. Because it looks like, because like water, you can get water in your eyes. That doesn't, it looked like it stung.
Okay, but maybe you weren't expecting it too.
Like a little,
Like
like,
you're
oh, like a surprise jolt.
right, yeah. Like it's like, oh wait. And then it depend and then it's also like a spray from the bottle versus like a splash. So it's like a
Like a
direct hit to
stream.
the face. Yeah.
Like a.
So yeah, maybe I don't know.
Maybe,
This
I don't
feels
know.
like I'm getting
I don't
into
know. I don't think it was like vinegar, maybe. That's what I, if it
well,
was me,
if it was you, it'd be vinegar.
it'd be vinegar.
Oh gosh. All right.
It'd be vinegar. Candy Crush with the lights out finisher for the, I'm sorry, Miss Crush, with the light Crush with the lights out finisher for the win. David saying, and then David, of course, putting his two cents saying, oh, it didn't look like she wanted to be sprayed. I'm like, you think, David, you think?
But look,
I don't think it was like a refreshing spray.
yeah, it's like, oh, I need some water. I actually thought that Ariel was going to switch sides, but I guess it's too
Me
early for that.
too. Too early, but
But I really
eventually.
like this was a really hard hitting match. Like they started off with the slaps, like to each other, and like it was kind of like, again, you don't know whether it's true or not, whether like they're really
Like, are
like
they
legit.
really mad or are
Yeah,
they
like are
just
they really like they're legit friends, and Crush took her into the whole boxing thing, and maybe remember when we were Princess Ozzie on her way walking back to, maybe she's like mid walking to Australia
With
and
her bags, that's right,
with
with
her
her bag with the
backpack, and
stick
Crush
with the
stopped her, right?
bandana. Yeah.
and Crush stopped her and helped her like become like the champion. And now here we are. And, you know, maybe you're really upset at that because she probably invested a lot of time. So
what thanks is she getting?
And what thanks is she getting? Although, you know, I feel like, and I don't want no smoke. If you're top tier, then you don't need to cheat to be top tier. Like, it's one of those things where you should be sitting there with your trophy, teammates chilling, watching the win happen because you're top tier. But again, who am I? I'm just the person that's talking about wrestling.
I don't know. I mean, no beef with top tier, but we're just saying no tea, but tea. Yeah. But yeah, I'm waiting for to see what happens with Ariel Sky, but Crush with the win on this one. I don't think this is going to be the last time that we see these two go up against each other.
No, not at all. And it's kind of good as far as storyline, because obviously, you know, I still don't agree with how Princess Ozzy, you know, lost her title.
I know.
And, you know, it's clear that she's not necessarily in the title picture right now. So this is a good thing, a different story to present. Mm-hmm. However, I feel like if you know that your former friend is now part of a group or a faction, and you've probably done some studying, some tape, you've seen that, you know, there's some shenanigans that ensued for them to, you know, be where they are right now, then why would you come out alone?
Maybe she doesn't, I mean, who could come out with her?
I mean, Kida Rush would
like
definitely
anyone?
Come out.
Oh, yeah, Kida. Yeah,
well, not
yeah.
just anybody, but I feel like Kida Rush would definitely have, you know, supported her. Also coming from that boxing background.
She thought, like you were saying, if you're top tier, even though she's not top tier, like she doesn't need help. Like she doesn't need, like she wants to do the straight and narrow. Like she doesn't need.
Yeah, but it's not needing help. It's just needing, it's just knowing that somebody's in your corner.
If
you know that they're going to come out as a team and you're coming
that's
out by
true,
yourself and
like
you're legitimately,
you know.
Yeah, you legitimately think, nah, I'm going to be good. It's just going to be one-on-one. When you've seen in previous matches that, because I think when Coach Campanelli beat Ariel, that was one-on-one, nobody came out. So maybe she's judging it off of that last match. But I feel like it always, when I see, like, you know, the imbalance of it, mm-hmm. I always feel like you didn't know that they were coming out as a group. Like, you didn't want to even bring out, like, you know, a second ref as your friend, like, just to watch. Like,
second ref? Your mom?
Your anyone? Mom? Somebody? Like, somebody help you out? I mean, I feel like. And I hate to do this because I hate when people, like, being from Canada, people are like, oh, do you know this person in Vancouver? It's like, no, that's a whole different coast. However, Genesis is also from Australia. So
fellow Aussie,
like when you're in a whole different country, then your country becomes so much smaller. It's like, you don't care where they're from. They're just from the same country. So, I mean, Genesis could have been a good play.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
And then they form like a little alliance, like the
Aussie bond.
Aussie alliance, Aussie bond.
There it is. So, you know, you guys can have that one for free.
The next one we're charging, David.
next one we're charging. So do you think this, clearly because Candy, or Crush, excuse me, didn't win with the, you know, most honest winnings, do you think there's going to be another match between these two?
I think so. Just purely selfishness on my end, because I really like seeing them. I really like their chemistry in the ring. But also, I think Princess Aussie is probably going to definitely advocate for another one, because she's going to be like, hey, I got sprayed in the eyes by this one. I got, you know, tugged and pulled by this one. Like, David, this was not fair. I need another one. And maybe, like, with, like, if she can ask for, like, no one being on the sides or something, I don't know.
Maybe, like a rematch, an honest and true rematch.
Honest and true, with, like, everyone being barred from the ringside.
I like it. We'll see what happens with that. Actually, next week, David did talk about we're going to see the Mighty Mites, we're going to see the Brat Pack, yeah, and Ice and Exodus. And I don't know if they're going to be separate or together. Maybe they form their own little team. But we're going to see those ladies next week, which is going to be very interesting. But this leads us to our main event. Lana Starr and Vicky Lynn McCoy walking out with Penelope Pink versus The Beast. Lana coming out in, like, kudos to her being in the game, wearing a one piece with the wrestling boots, which is kind of questionable because she never really hasn't done that in a very long time. And we saw the reason why. But she, David did mention, and this is also very true, so put some respect on Lana's name, former WOW champion. So she knows that she knows takes to be a champion. So she walks out with Penelope Pink versus The Beast, and I guess the whole thing is whoever wins this match, they get the next chance to have a match with the current champion. However, like, why does The Beast need to have another match to determine she's up next when they already found out that the
Beast has done enough?
Right.
To prove that she, she doesn't need another match. They have, like you said, she's already proven that she cheated multiple times.
Right. So it's like, why does she need another match? But this match was great nonetheless. So what did you think of this last match?
Whew. Yeah. The Beast, I wouldn't say surprised me, because the Beast is the Beast, and I knew what she was going to do, showing her absolute brute strength throughout this match. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I still like watching her against anyone, really. But if her against Penelope Pink, I mean, they were pretty much going back and forth. David said something that I was thinking. It's like a 3-on-1, because as soon as Beast is down, it's like Vicky Lynn and like Lana interfere. They either pull her out of the ring, they hold her down or something, and then they'll like throw her back in like nothing happened. So I'm like, it's kind of like a hashtag brute strength. They pulled Beast on the outside of the ring, started kicking her, buying Penelope some time. Penelope Pink did impress me with the leg drop off the top rope as soon as Beast dragged herself back into the ring. She just kept going off the top rope. That always impresses me. Maybe it does, because I'm like, I can only imagine the strength that it takes to get even climb on the top rope for someone like me. But Beast jams Penelope Pink right out of the... Okay, so this was my highlight. Was kind of like Penelope Pink was going to come down from the top rope again, but like midair, like Beast, like it didn't even look that like hard for Beast, but I'm sure Beast is like pushes her, and like midair, Penelope Pink just like flies out of the ring. So that was my little highlight. But what was your highlight thus far?
Thus far, it was a great match. Again, like what I referenced to, as far as I know the Beast doesn't need help. However, it's kind of one of those things where
you don't want to bring anyone.
Right. There's been not a time that anytime Lana brings anybody out that their shenanigans don't ensue. So like. I think we both interviewed the Beast, so we both know like she thinks that, hey, like I can do everything, which she could.
I mean, she can
combat the cheating.
She needs someone. She body checked her. That's what it was. I was like, what's a technical term for what I saw? It was a body check. like someone to watch out. Just someone that doesn't necessarily want to come on, like to wrestle, but
yeah, maybe like another enforcer, like a Vicky Lynn McCoy to the Beast, or even somebody like, even not somebody who's not necessarily like an enforcer status, but even like Tiki,
anyone,
yeah, like Tiki will like make sure that there's no cheating that happens, like. She's not gonna do the cheating, but she's just gonna make sure that everything that's happening outside the ring, is taken care of for her.
You know, I was thinking as I was watching this match, when I foolishly asked in our interview with the Beast if she can have a tag team partner, who would it be? And she looked at me like I was crazy. I was thinking, you know, the perfect person would be me, because I don't need to get in the ring. I just want to match with her and just make sure everything's going okay. And like, I don't need to wrestle. So Beast, if you're listening to this, I feel like I would be the perfect tag team for you. But you know, another highlight for me was a huge spear by, huge German suplex by the Beast, which ripped the turnbuckle off the corner. It just went flying. And I'm like, I don't know if that was intentional or not, but I was like, there's a lot going on. We're destroying property now. This is.
I thought she was going to use the turnbuckle. I thought it was done. I thought it was done on purpose. And I thought she was going to use the exposed turnbuckle on the Beast. Like, I thought
we were going to. Yeah. And they never went back to that corner.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe it was done by accident. Something that is not done by accident is for you guys to pick up some of our merch.
Hey, yo, you. Yeah, you that's watching this. You sitting on the couch staring at the screen, not knowing what you want to do. Like, this is an online college. Are you tired of wearing shirts that make you look like an extra stuck in catering? Do you want to step your wrestling swag game up to the next level? Then Women's Wrestling Talk has got you covered. Like, literally. Are you for life in pink or black and white? Or maybe you're the EST and people need to respect you accordingly. Want to put some pride in your stride and show off the muscle in your hustle? Then make sure you check out the WWT store. Not now, but right now. All right? What you waiting for? Head to www.talkpodstore.com and don't make me fight you. Shit.
I love that. Like they said, don't let us or the Beats fight you and go and grab some merch.
There it is. Like you said, the Beast picks up the win.
I don't think we even said that yet. Yes, Beast wins because we were just so excited about everything else. But Beast eventually spears Vicky Lynn and then throws Penelope Pink off the top into the mat to get the W. Essentially still a 3-on-1 winning. I'm very...
So maybe she doesn't need help. I mean, you know, I would love to see help her on the ring.
It's not even like she needs help the whole time. Like, I'm just here as an extra set of eyes. Look, I have four of them. Like, I'm just trying to look, make sure everything's okay. Maybe I can also have a little squeeze bottle of like vinegar. I just want to match with Beast and just make sure no one interferes.
Well, there it is. So I guess we're going to see the Beast versus Abilene Maverick again. But this
How
is probably where
do we have to see
yeah it? This is probably where you come into play, because you know, now you can be on the lookout for anything. You could be like the ref's extra set of four eyes to make sure
the ref's actual eyes, because the ref don't be seen with the two that he got, so I have to have four to have his and mine, because I'm like, look, we can all see it. My I can see it, my everyone can see it. I don't know what's the problem, but with my little squeeze bottle of vinegar.
Oh, there it is. I did like this comment. Well, not comment. This I have to like save it. There was no hot dog or mustard today from David. I was like, and then he doubled down and said it together. I said it again. I was like, all right, you know what? That no hot dog.
I was like,
no,
he said it twice.
Yeah, he said it twice.
I said it again.
There it is. So we're definitely going to see eventually the Beast and Abilene Maverick, I'm assuming, very soon. With that said, where can everybody find you?
Everyone can find me. Oh, I like that emoji. Everyone can find me advocating to be Beast's tag team on IG at CHRZate and on the Twitter at CH_RZate. Never beefing with the Beast. Let her know that I would be the perfect tag team for her.
Thank you. You guys can follow You guys can follow me everywhere at TK Trinidad. Make sure you check out Women's Wrestling Talk on all podcast, video, and audio platforms at WW Talk Pod. Check out our website, www.talkpod.com. With that being said, thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
This is the biggest. This is the baddest. This is the beast. And you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms. Like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling.